Hello, everyone. It is Nathaniel Smith here with Calvin Terry. I'm going to be interviewing him on how to promote and assess student participation at the higher education level. So, Calvin, starting off, the first question I want to ask you is, what is participation to you? And then kind of part B to that question is, describe the different ways you have participated in college classes and the various grading forms and how teachers assess your different ways of participating.
So student participation to me, I think, kind of involves anything from actively listening in the class. At the bare minimum, I think that someone just being involved and, you know, noticing what's happening, taking notes, all of that, I would consider somewhat participating. And then anything else, all the way up to answering a lot of questions and giving a lot of advice, I think is, you know, great participation, but not everyone can be expected to do that based on social settings.
Definitely. And then, so question two, when you think of the different ways students can participate in a college level course, do you feel your participation has mainly been student to student, meaning you have conversations with other students in the class, student to content, meaning you're participating outside of the classroom, learning content, student to professor, which is answering questions that the professor might give you, or student to self, which means you're just internally understanding the content more. And then whichever one you have experienced the most, does it work best for your learning style? And then do you feel that the professor could do a better job of engaging different forms of student participation as you look at those?
Yeah, I feel like, as lame of an answer as it is, I feel like I've experienced all of these types of participation somewhat equally. And I think that, oddly, for me at least, the worst one for my learning is student-to-student participation, because I am, you know, not super great at talking to people that I'm strangers with, and sometimes ideas get lost in, like, you know, introductions or not knowing exactly what's correct. So that's it.
Yeah.
What was the other part of the question?
How do you think your professor has created an environment that either helps you with student to professor participation, it sounds like?
So what I like a lot of times when I participate in class, what I've noticed is that professors, regardless of whether you give a right or wrong answer, they will try to spin it to make a point. So if I'm witnessing other students give answers that aren't correct, and then the teacher proceeds to say that, you know, that's wrong and, you know, somewhat degrade the student, I'm much less likely to try and give my input. But if the professor turns that point into, you know, relating it back to the subject and is able to effectively incorporate all of the student points into the lesson, it's much more likely that I, someone who is, you know, not super participatory, is to participate.
So it sounds to me, is what you're kind of saying, is that the response that a professor gives to another student in the class will dictate how you view participation in that course.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, like somewhat, yes, monkey see, monkey do. It's, yes, if I see someone else get punished for being wrong, I'm less likely to attempt being wrong.
Mm-hmm. So in this next question, how do you think a professor, you touched on it briefly, but talk about how a professor can make you feel more comfortable, kind of besides, you know, responding to a student in a more positive way. Is there anything they can do outside of the classroom or before, you know, even the questions and participation starts happening to make you feel more participatory in that classroom?
Having a good understanding of the topic, as kind of rudimentary as that is, makes it much easier to participate. If you're not talking about something that's too outlandish and you're talking about something that you can somewhat relate to your own life, it's much easier to participate than if you're just talking about a specific reading in a specific circumstance. Allowing for kind of expansion is a better way to have people participate, in my opinion.
And that leads perfectly into my final question, which is this concept of having a professor in college incorporate prior knowledge or relating information to something that the students already know. Would you say that this type of teaching would make it easier for you to understand, connect, and participate to the material in the class?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, even not relating to my own life, but hearing other students relate to their own life, it drives home how important some of the topics are. It gives it like a real life kind of basis as opposed to just like a theoretical one, which a lot of the readings kind of will lead towards. Not that they're based on theoretical things, but it's much easier to relate it to life when someone real that I'm looking at and know is talking about their own life.
Definitely. Well, that concludes this portion of my interview with Calvin on promoting and accessing student participation. If anyone listening this would like to find more resources about this topic, please go to the CTRL website. Thank you.